I'm so curious how you see your role as a publisher and as an editor in championing the voices of contemporary authors.
All along and from the first, I feel like my work is first and foremost to listen. It's a kind of listening that I really started to learn as a young person when I was using library books to kind of fill in the gaps from what I wasn't hearing from the adults around me. And I really looked for and listened for voices that helped me to grow up and understand who I was and show me a way into a world that seemed very confusing and full of conflict. But as a professional editor, I listened for something elemental about a voice, some quality that contributes to my understanding, something that shows me, that tells me something new, that opens up a window in my mind. The essence of it needs to be that I feel like there's something really here that I connect with and I'm excited about. And then once I find a way to talk about it and translate it to the group that I work with here in-house, I will present to them and bounce ideas and themes and stories off them to gauge interest and get a sense of the questions, their doubts, their excitement.
You're going to be moderating a couple of discussions. And one of those big questions that's going to be posed during the Aspen Words Summer Writing Series is, how can literature forge connections and shape public conversation around critical issues without polarizing readership? That is such a loaded question. I am wondering if you have a quick answer for that.
Literature, it has to do what it's always done throughout history, and our history has been a long and difficult one as human beings on the planet. It has to remind us of the way to our hearts. It has to teach our souls how to be better, one by one, person by person. And that's kind of the simplest, shortest view of it. That's ultimately literature's job, its only job. The great books of history unite us. They don't divide us. They're our teachers, and we know when we're ready for having read them.
That was Viking Penguin's Vice President and Executive Editor Carol DeSanti speaking with Aspen Public Radio before this year's Aspen Words Summer Words program, which runs this week. I'm Claire Woodcock at the Ed Lis Neeson Arts and Culture Desk.